Ketan, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to be here. How are you?
Yeah, our absolute pleasure. Thank you. Looking at this this technology that we're talking about this morning, lithium-ion batteries. I hear this one crop up again and again, but I can't say I really understand what it's all about. Could you perhaps explain to us, to begin with, what is a lithium-ion battery?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It's actually relatively similar to the battery that you have in your phone or your laptop, just gigantic, just really, really big. And it performs pretty much the same function. So obviously it doesn't generate electricity itself, but you can use it to store excess power from whatever source you have. So you can charge it up from the grid, you can charge it up from a wind farm or a solar farm. And yeah, it's the kind of new in that it's gigantic. It's pretty big.
So this giant one, this historically big lithium ion battery, how would this help South Australia with their sort of current predicament?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways it can help. The things that lithium ion batteries are particularly good at is, first of all, they're really quick to build. So really, when it comes down to it, it's just a big shipping container. You bring it over. You mentioned that 100 days thing before. It's not that hard to do, really. I mean, once you sign the contract, you bring it over, you plug it in. Obviously, that's a bit of an oversimplification. But yeah, it's relatively straightforward. So that's one of the things that it's got going for it, is that you can build it very quickly. The other thing it's got going for it is that you can use it for very fast responses. So if there's a shortfall in power supply in the state, you can actually use it to turn on very quickly and meet whatever sudden demand there might be. The other function that I think that it's going to be particularly good for is changing the balance of supply and demand on the grid very quickly means that you can control something that's called frequency, and that's essentially a bit of an operational envelope. So you've got to maintain the grid at a certain frequency at all times, and you have to use very, very, very fast responses from certain generators to maintain that. So the battery could do that very well. That's just one of the few things that you need to do to maintain grid security. So it's not a whole solution to all the problems, but I think it'll help a fair bit.
Because certainly from what I understand, and I'm certainly no energy expert, but that is part of the arguments of the shortfalls of clean energy in the state at the moment, that there's just no there's no backlog of energy to meet a sudden increase in demand. So that would seem to me to be meeting that rather nicely if we have this backlog sort of sitting there in this great big lithium-ion battery.
Yeah, you've got to remember as well, there's sort of two sides to that. One side is the short timescale that I mentioned, and even though I mentioned that this is the world's biggest battery, it's still in the timescale of a whole hot day or like maybe three or four hot days. You probably need a few more options, so you need different technologies that can actually provide stored energy over a couple of days. There's actually another battery going up in South Australia that has about four or five times the total capacity, so that's how much energy you can store in it, which means it'll be able to generate for about four or five times longer. It's by a Brisbane company called Lion, and it's about, I think, 400 or 500 megawatt hours, and that'll be plugged into a solar farm, not a wind farm. But it just kind of gives you a bit of an idea that you actually do need to have a bit of a mix. It's going to be really, really interesting to see how these batteries end up actually operating. Obviously, what they're designed for and what they'll end up doing might be different. You've got to remember that possibility too. Yeah.
And I guess what are some of the drawbacks that people are actually focused on here? Why are there such firm arguments being seen against the installation of this battery?
My personal feeling is that there's a bit of a political undertone to that, and I think that's partly to do with the fact that they're plugged into renewable energy, and renewable energy, as you know, has had a bit of a political edge to it for quite some time in Australia, and I don't think that's going to go anywhere anytime soon. And so because batteries kind of have this association as being enabling technologies for renewable energy, people probably view them through a bit of a political frame, and they go, this is green ideology. But it's important to remember that they're actually providing a really technical engineering benefit to the grid. Something that isn't really linked to political parties per se, that they could provide a really good service there.
And just finally, there's been concerns around how this battery, the installation of this battery and clean energy will affect consumers. In your view, what kind of impact is this changeover likely to have on South Australian energy consumers?
This is a really interesting question, and it's something that I'll be watching closely. My suspicion is that the net effect should be that it brings down power bills. And the reason for that is because wind energy obviously is slightly more expensive to build, but very, very cheap to operate because you don't pay for fuel. Your fuel is always going to be free, and that means you can charge your battery for free. Now, obviously, the battery itself is also relatively expensive to build. But the interesting question is whether those two factors balance out and the power that's coming out of our wind farm battery combination ends up pushing down wholesale price, or whether it actually might end up increasing wholesale price. So it's a little bit unsure at the moment. My suspicion is that the net effect will be that it'll bring down wholesale price simply because charging up that battery will be so cheap. But yeah, we'll see. It's something to watch closely.
Well, Ketan, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Yeah, good to be here. Thanks very much.